Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
All ye saints of heaven,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Once more, I remind you that if you're making your first Saturdays, the 15-minute meditation, which doesn't count the meditation that you make in the rosary, 15-minute meditation must be made, and you can count a sermon as part of that 15 minutes. And so I want to provide you with perhaps a little meditation today on the fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and the joy of all the saints. That's how the mystery really should be announced. And we're in this octave of All Saints, so we're also thinking of the great joy of the saints in heaven. Imagine Our Lady had just been assumed into heaven, surrounded by angels, and she was put on her throne at the right hand of the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Lord, there the highest place after God himself, she sits. And the angels do her homage, and they cry out, Quae est ista? Who is this? They knew who it was, but she was so beautiful. They had never seen a creature like her before, and they said they just wanted to hear her name being said. And they would cry over and over, Quae est ista? Who is that? That is so, so very beautiful. It is Mary, and Mary is our queen. Adeamus cum fiducia ad tronum gratiae. Those are the first words we pray at the introit of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace. We must go to Our Lady if we want to join her and all the saints one day in heaven. What must we do to get to heaven? Well, first of all, what is heaven? Well, it is the place where God is. It is the place where the just go, and there is an absence of all evil, an absolute absence. No suffering, no pain, no fatigue, no hard work, no studies, nothing like that. But it is filled with all joys that you can imagine, joys that are beyond man's ability to explain. We most of the time have to explain them in terms of what is not there. But how do we get to heaven? The first thing we must do is to firmly make up our mind that we are going to heaven. If we don't have that firm desire for heaven, then we may not get there. This firm desire, it includes within itself, it implies that you will therefore act upon this desire. That is, that you will avoid those things which stand in the way of heaven. And you will do those things which are a help to heaven. And you will renew this intention every single day of your life. Every morning when you wake up, your first thought should be, I'm going to heaven. And renew that desire, that good intention, that this day will not see me fall into a willful sin, be it mortal or venial. And not only will I not avoid sin, but more than that, it's not sufficient just to avoid evil. We must do good. Today I will look for opportunities to practice the love of God and the love of neighbor. So that's the first thing. Make up your mind in a practical way that I am going to heaven to be with our Lady and all the saints. The second, pray. They say, all the spiritual authors say the same thing. Someone's falling away from the faith or falling into mortal sin. It doesn't happen all at once. What it does always start with is a neglect of prayer. We become so absorbed with the things of the world, or maybe just worried about everything, that it distracts us from prayer, and then little by little, almost imperceptibly, we begin giving up our prayers. Once you do that, the devils have got you. But as long as you keep praying, despite what happens, despite what struggles, what sins you have committed, St. Alphonsus says, he who prays will go to heaven. He who does not will not. So we must pray. And thirdly, we must pray for final perseverance. Do you pray for final perseverance every day? Do you remember to do that? Because you must. It is something that we must pray for every single day. That is the queen, the crown of all the other graces that we receive. Final perseverance is this. It is the grace that is given at the very moment when the soul departs the body and enters into eternity. It's taken at that very moment. You either have final perseverance or you do not. So it is something that we must pray for every day, at every Mass, at every communion, in every rosary. We pray for our own and our loved ones, all those under our charge, and yes, even our enemies. We pray for their final perseverance because it is our job. We are here for no other reason than to get to heaven. So today let us go to that throne of grace, our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Heart, and there go with confidence, begging her to give you that firm desire for heaven, perseverance in prayer, and finally, final perseverance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.